Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this getaway Friday morning, Friday, July the 31st, 2026, last day in the month of July in 2026. How about that? 13 and a half minutes past the hour here. Where did the month of July go? Where is summer going? Well, I do want to let everybody know this morning that we will be giving away tickets to Alison Krauss in Union Station, featuring Jerry Douglas at the Ohio State Fair. They will be performing there tomorrow night, August the 1st at 7 p.m. And then on Sunday, Sammy Kershaw, another country music artist, will be at the Ohio State Fair August 2nd. Again, that's Sunday for Sammy Kershaw. So today we'll be giving away tickets to Alison Krauss in Union Station, featuring Jerry Douglas and Sammy Kershaw. So that is how that will go as the program progresses. Now remember, we have 5 hours this morning. We'll be on through 1 o'clock this afternoon. So a lot to talk about. And last night, we had a tremendous night. Now I'm not going to talk about that until Matt gets in here. He's on his way because he was there last night. But it was a fantastic night, and we'll talk about that as the morning progresses. Now, as we ended the show yesterday, we were kind of running out of time. Jason Schauber, former 3rd Ward City Councilman, called in to give his thoughts on flock cameras, which has been the topic du jour here in Marion for the last few weeks. And Monday night, there will be a panel during the City Council committee meetings to discuss flock cameras. And we'll see where it all goes. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on the conversation we had with Jason Schauber yesterday? Or any comments in general on the flock cameras after the conversation we had yesterday? Now, again, I want to say I have no feeling about the flock cameras. I truly don't. This is to me, kind of like politics. You know, these things happen. You're either for or against them. But it's not something I have a really strong opinion about either way. I'm always interested to hear other people's opinions, though. So, if you have anything to say, because I know we did run out of time yesterday, feel free to buzz in. We've got a lot more time today. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I do think it's interesting in the conversation we were having yesterday with Jason Schauber. He was talking about this ordinance that was passed by City Council in 2023, and the question keeps coming up: why don't people just vote on these flock cameras? Why all the public comment? Why all these panels? Why not just take the vote? In the end, it's going to come down to a vote one way or another anyway. And you got to have 5 votes to get what you want on City Council. So why not just take the vote? And I do believe Jason said yesterday, and I don't want to misquote him. We didn't have a whole lot of time to discuss it. But I believe he said he still feels, because of the rules of Robert's Rules of Order, under which these City Council meetings are conducted, that because there was a second on the floor and debate had already started, that there should have been a vote taken 3 weeks ago when Thad Smith first made this motion and Nathan Stevenson seconded this motion. And then Nathan pulled back his second. So maybe there should have been a vote then. I don't know why somebody just doesn't call for the vote now. There's a provision in the 2023 legislation to have the vote. I think we're aware of how the people feel. We had a 90-minute conversation about it 2 weeks ago. We've also had other conversations about flock cameras in past committee meetings. Let's see where your council people stand. Just take the vote, and we'll find out if they stay or if they go. I don't know why this doesn't happen, and I don't know why the people who are for getting rid of the flock cameras don't call that vote. You know, I don't want to speak out of turn here, but it seems at this point that that group would be Thaddeus Smith, Aaron Rollins, and Nathan Stevenson. Why don't they just call for the vote? All they have to do is make a motion and get a second, and they could have the same vote they were going to have 3 weeks ago. And as long as nobody withdraws their second, I don't think there'd be an issue there. I'm not sure. I really don't understand this. It seems like people just want to talk about it, but they don't want to vote on it. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Does somebody have a different opinion on this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 19 minutes past the hour here on this Friday morning. And again, I did want to have a little more conversation about the mayor's pick for the city financial board being put together by the auditor of state because we're in fiscal emergency. His choice was Kevin Hall, and as I said a couple days ago, I was approached by a gentleman. I couldn't tell you what the man's name was because he didn't give it to me, and I don't know who he was. But he said he had some problems with Kevin Hall in regard to some things that had happened in the past. Now, I don't really know what those things are. He kind of alluded to them, but I don't know much about that situation. So here we are, and it had to do with finances, but much more than that, I really don't know. And I wouldn't want to say something that I don't know to be true. Now, the Kevin Hall appointment has seemed to have been greeted about 50-50. 50% of the people seem to like it. 50% of the people seem not to like it. But I wonder, the 50% of the people who don't like it, do they not like it because it's the mayor's appointment? If somebody else would have appointed this person, if Joanne Kasotis would have appointed this person, or if the governor would have appointed this person, would people have as big a problem with it? Because as I've said before, I think the mayor's in a very tough position right now. I think people aren't going to like anything he does because of the current situation with the city. Now, again, that's just my thoughts on it and what I'm seeing and hearing in places. But there it is. So, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944, 21 minutes past the hour. And, again, the things I say on this program are not blanket statements. It's a talk show. It's just what I am seeing in the community, hearing from people, because I've said many times, I don't live in the city. Now, people might think that's a little bit of a cop-out, but the truth is, taking down the flock cameras, leaving them up, really will have no impact on me living in the county, except if I drive through the city, which I do, but the reverse could be said. If I lived in the city, the cameras in the county aren't going to come down. So if I lived in the city and drove through the county, I'm still going to be on the flock cameras anyway. So that's a little bit of a strange thing to me as well. You know, I have heard nobody say that the flock cameras need to come down in the county. And I certainly don't think there'd be the votes for it, even if somebody said it. So, you know, Marion County encompasses most of Mount Vernon Avenue. That's where all your stores and restaurants and all those things are. So those are going to stay regardless. So to me, again, that's a little bit of an androgynous area when it comes to flock cameras. And other counties do have them. Not all. All counties don't have them. But other counties do have them. So if you drive to another county, I guess you're going to be surveilled there as well for 30 days in regard to whatever their policy is. And as I have said also this week, I looked at the administrative reports for the last 3 years, and there are rules built into how the city can use the flock cameras. And, you know, some of those rules, if you would break those rules, would result in civil and criminal punishment. So, this seems to be much more of a nuanced issue to me, other than should we have flock cameras or not. Now, again, I can be wrong, but I don't know. If somebody has a different thought on any of this, feel free to weigh in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 24 minutes past the hour here on this Getaway Friday. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
None of those rules, you say, carry any weight, though. You know, we have a president has all kinds of rules. There's a rule that was expressed by Congress that they had to release all the pedophile shit from Epstein. Not getting done, is it?
Well, no, but I guess my question would be if the anything short, again, of taking the cameras down, which is highly unlikely to happen with the votes on city council right now. So anything short of taking them down would be a failure, because even if they put rules in, they won't be followed. Is that the idea?
I see, again, I don't think concretely. Like
that was a question. That's
questions.
A question. That was just a question.
No, and my point being is I'm not a very... Will things get better with the rules? Yes. Is there still a high probability that people can break those rules and will break those rules? Because, as I keep saying, we have rules all over the country against drinking and driving, about raping people, about breaking into homes and stealing and this, that, and the other. And it still happens every single day, doesn't it?
Well, but those are rules for other people. The only difference I would see here is these are internal rules for a group. And I think they'd be pretty easy things to check. I mean, you have to find a rapist or a murderer because they don't work for the city.
So how do you find out that somebody's abusing the system if the civilians don't have access to the system and all the internal workings? I mean, we're just going to trust, and I'm not picking on Chief McDonald, but we're just going to trust the chief? That's the weak link.
I think the chief's response would be he's invited anybody anytime to come down and look at the system and see how it works. And I do believe people would have access to the reports of what's going on.
Sure, and let me put a hypothetical out there for you, Scott. If they were doing something wrong, and he said, hey, come on down, we'll show you the system, we'll show you what it does, do you think he would show you it?
Right, well, I understand that theory, but the problem is we could say that about anything. We could say that about our bank. Why put our money in this bank? Because, hypothetically, a bank teller could steal, and do you think they're going to admit to stealing our money?
Right, and in life, we have to make decisions about the priority we want to put those things in. Because as you say, it could happen on anything. So do I want to trust? I mean, there's certain things I put in their trust that, you know, if they break the law, it doesn't really impact me that greatly. But if I put my trust in them in a bank, and it's shady, wow, that could have a really big impact on me, so I might want to think twice on that one.
Well, and I
think
that
on this flock cameras thing, if we just You know, if I just give them trust, just, you know, willy-nilly, oh, yeah, I'll trust you, you know, because, you know, I kind of don't trust you because you don't solve who the dope boys are in Marion. I kind of don't trust you because you don't solve murders with confessions. But I should trust you with the fact that, you know, you pinky promise, here, let's do the little pinky promise thing, that we won't look into your life, we won't track you illegally, we won't do any of those things, Phil. So just sign right here, buddy boy.
Well, I guess maybe that is an interesting point, because I guess if we believe that the police department is so inept that they can't solve crimes and they can't find the drug dealers, then what makes you think they could run this great conspiracy in regard to flock cameras and hide it from everybody?
Why is it a great conspiracy? What I find in all politics, that when stuff is uncovered, when body cameras reveal stuff, it's not some great, you know, mystery. It wasn't like geniuses got together and they had this whole bit. I mean, actually, most of the time it's farcical. It's very humorous that there was no knowledgeable input put into anything.
Well, right, I guess, but my point is, we know about the crimes and the drug issues because they are not keeping that a secret, I guess. So what makes you think they could keep this a secret if they were doing something inappropriate?
I think people get full of themselves. I think people sit in jobs for a very long time. I think they've been into that. They've got away with whatever they've got away with. They got away with not solving a murder. They've gotten away with not, I mean, as I said, Scott, I mean, I know you don't come from this walks of life, but, you know, it's just like this. This conversation you and I are having, you know, I bring up about why they can't stop the dope boys, and then I can go on Facebook and I can look at the suggested friends, and you know what? There's the dope boys.
Right, but I guess here's my point back to the bank analogy. Okay, if I put my money in a bank and I am aware that something suspicious is going on there, I probably would pull my money out. But do we have any evidence that something suspicious is going on with the Marion, Ohio flock system?
Not as far as I know, not at the moment, but as I keep, we can beat this horse to death as we did yesterday. You know, you disagree with my stance, I disagree with your stance. Does that make you right and me wrong? No, it just means we have two differing opinions and it will all come out in the wash.
Well, no, I guess here's where I'm coming to. And again, as I said, I don't live in the city. So I really don't know that it's going to impact me any more than living in the county where the cameras already are.
Don't give away your rights, Scott.
Well, but I mean, aren't they in the county? I mean, I drive by a flock camera.
My whole thing is you know what? This whole thing of they're everywhere and all that. As I said yesterday, the argument is always, well, look at the smartphones. Okay, the smartphones are terrible. They're terrible, and we need to fix that too.
Well, no, I'm not.
We need to fix a lot of things,
right? But
Scott,
no, but I'm not saying.
And we're starting with the flock cameras,
right,
we've had enough.
But I'm speaking specifically about the flock cameras. I'm saying that if I drive Mount Vernon Avenue, the busiest street in Marion, without question, if every flock camera was taken down in the city, want to go down Mount Vernon Avenue, I'm going to be picked up on a flock camera because most of Mount Vernon Avenue's commerce is in the county, and those cameras are not coming down.
Okay.
So it's not
They're
as
not coming
if,
down yet, Scott. That's the point, Bubba. They're not coming down yet. We got to start somewhere.
Okay. Well, I would ask the sheriff if they'd be coming down in the next contract because I would find that high. I don't even think there's a commissioner.
What are you telling me, that the sheriff is a king?
No, I'm saying, as I say, the commissioners, I don't think there's a commissioner who would vote to take those cameras down.
Okay, and maybe those commissioners need to be voted out of office. Maybe this is what gets people fired up. Maybe this is, It starts here, Scott. It starts with the for Marion, Ohio. I guess this is what it took. You know, some towns it took George Floyd. Some towns it took whatever. In Marion, Ohio, it took the flock cameras to wake people up.
Well, I guess,
and
let
we're going to start with Marion City, and then we're going to move on to... I mean, we can't fight the whole system.
No, no, but let me just say this, okay? Do you believe that right now, on the flock cameras, period, there are 5 votes on city council to take them down?
I think it'd be really close, to be honest with you.
Okay, then let's just vote.
Okay, I agree with that.
Let's forget all this.
You know
all
what? Here's my thing. Put it on the ballot.
Well, I don't think it's
going to
be.
Put it on the ballot and truly let the people speak, just like they did with the charter. And you know why they don't want to do it? Because they lost the charter. So they don't want to put it on the ballot.
Well, I don't...
People are waking up, Scott.
Yeah.
People are getting tired of the shit, and they're waking up. They're getting involved, so they're going to try to ram jam their politics through and keep it, and they're going to try to present it to the people as you can't do nothing about that.
Right, but
well,
I don't...
As I keep saying, 250 years ago, a little, tiny, little continental army took on the biggest empire in the world and won.
Right, but let me ask you this.
They were told that they were stupid to try.
Let me make 2 points here. I don't think anybody would advise any city or county in this country to put issues involving the police force or the sheriff's office on the ballot. Because of the mistrust and distrust of the police, most of those issues would fail. If you would put, should the police officers use tasers, I'm guessing that would fail. If you would put, should the police officers be able to have search and seizure, I'm thinking most people would probably fail that, because a lot of the people voting have a distrust of law enforcement anyway. So you can't leave decisions involving law enforcement up to a...
You can't leave the decisions on law enforcement, who are employees of the people, up to the people. That's amazing. That's an amazing statement.
What? I mean, do you think that would pass?
I think there's a lot of people, from my readings and from everything I see online, I post a lot of stuff, Scott, and I get a lot of input, and there's a lot of people that really are up in the uproars about losing the flock cameras. There's a lot of people that want them gone, too.
Right, but
so
I
think it would be a very eye-opening experience.
Okay, well, then maybe you should ask that question Monday, but here's the other thing I want to make in regard to... it seems like we have a representational government, and if you don't like the people who are representing you making these decisions, then don't vote them back in. And that's what these people are there to do. They're there to vote on things like this. If we put everything on the ballot would be 10 miles
stop.
Long.
Stop, buddy. I made a comment about putting one thing on a ballot.
I know, but...
Stop. I did not. You do this a lot. And I'm not picking on you, but it's... Don't turn it into, if we put everything on the ballot.
No,
I didn't say put everything on the ballot. I didn't imply it. I didn't even come close to it.
No, but here's what I would say. This is your issue that you want on the ballot. But Susie over there would want that on the ballot. She would want... City Hall bus wraps on the ballot.
So we should never bring anything to the ballot, because there's always going to be discord. There's always going... You're never going to find any issue in life that everybody agrees on.
Well, exactly.
Did everybody agree to put the charter on the ballot? No. Did everybody agree to put marijuana on the ballot? No. Does everybody agree with what happened when the voters voted for marijuana on the ballot? No.
That's right.
Okay, I guess your point is that are we going to wait until the beauty of America is that all the different people come together and vote. But see, what the politicians have learned that for the longest time, many, many, many people, and most of them were Democrats, didn't vote. The Republicans were primarily made up of the elderly, and they voted because they understood their rights. They came up through the system. They came up through civil rights, and women didn't have the right to vote, and then they get the right to vote, so they protect that, okay, and they vote every time.
But I just want to ask a question. How does something get to the ballot?
I mean, it has to be discussed. It has to be voted to get to the ballot.
Okay, so who's going to vote on it to get to the ballot?
The city council.
Okay, we're back to square one.
No, we're not.
Okay, well, why not
vote? Back to square one?
Well,
you know what I'm going to do when it comes to the ballot? Same thing I did on the charter city, same thing I'll do anything else. I beat the streets. I get out there and talk to people. I get on Facebook, and I light fires under people's asses. And guess what? Charter didn't pass, did it? Not saying it was
because of me. But who put the charter?
I'm saying,
but who put
I'm willing to take that.
I'm willing to
take that risk.
Yeah, but who put the charter on the ballot?
The city council did.
So do you think city council would put flock cameras on the ballot?
I think if city council, if those city council people are inundated by phone calls like Danny Clark and Ralph Smith are being inundated right at this moment and have been for the last week and a half, I think everybody else's number is going to be up there on that same page. And I think it can happen.
Well, that's exactly. Then why don't we just do this?
I'm good with it, Bob. I said before we started this last tangent, I agreed with you.
Right, but
I agreed with you that they should take a vote in council. I also just threw another thing out there. See, again, I'm a strategist. I'm kind of a spitballer kind of guy. I'm saying, well, you know what? We can do this or that. Because in my walk of life, when you have plan A, you always have to have plan B, C, D, and F, E, and F.
Right, but the people could also organize a petition, I believe.
Sure. Got to start somewhere, though. Like right. I said, I plan on, if my suggestion in a strategy meeting like we're doing right now is, hey, let's take it to council and let them vote. And then if that doesn't go the way we want it, we don't just say, oh, wow. Well, that didn't work. I'm going home. I'm going to drag my tail home. No, I'm going to already have plans made to transition to plan B.
Right. No, I think this is where we're missing each other on these points is I'm not saying that people shouldn't speak out. I'm not saying that people shouldn't come to meetings. I'm not people saying that people shouldn't try things if they want to get rid of something. That's the whole point of government. My point is, though, is why don't we just take the vote? Why don't we take the vote to get rid of them? Why don't we take the vote to put it on the ballot if that's what somebody wants to do? Why don't we have the people organize a petition to put it on the ballot? Why do we go through the processes that we're going through at this point? Because if this were the first time we talked about flock cameras, that's a different thing. But we've been down this road and up and down this road for 3 years. And there is legislation to vote on this. As Jason Schauber said yesterday, why not just take the vote?
And I'd ask you this, of this administration, of this council, everything else I've seen in the last 2 years at least, if they thought they could get it through council the way they want it to, and they take votes. So the fact that Ralph Smith or anybody else, for that matter, you know, even the opposing people say, you know what, put your money where your mouth is. Let's vote on it right now.
Yeah,
you know why they don't vote? Because I think they're worried that there's going to be the five votes there. If they were solid on getting it, if the detractors were solid that it was going to be defeated.
Right, but you only need two people.
The same people would say, let's vote on this and let's get this thing defeated and let's move on.
But you don't need them.
So that shows doubt.
But you don't need them.
And that says there's a chance.
You don't need them. If you say there's a possibility of five people voting yes, you only need two to take the vote on council.
No, my point, Scott, isn't that. My point was the reason the pros don't ask for the vote, they're worried they don't have the vote. The reason the cons, why don't the people that are against it, why don't they call for
the vote? Well, because
they're cons. If they're so sure that they're going to beat it, and they're so sure they got the five votes to beat it, why don't they call the vote?
Well, probably the same reason. Well,
exactly.
Yeah, but also,
so
I would say...
to me, Scott, when you ask me...
Yeah, but hold on, you got
to
let me finish the sentence here. Here's the other part of that sentence. If the people who are against it don't take a vote, then nothing changes, so they don't lose anything. If the people who are for getting rid of it don't take a vote, they don't get what they want. They're the ones who would need to be proactive in calling the vote.
But the ones that are against it, you know what they prove? They prove that they stand, that they're willing to take those votes. They prove that they are standing on their principles. They're standing up as people and representatives, and they're saying, enough of this bullshit. Let's take this vote. Let's get it done one way or another and move on.
Right.
That's what people are sick of. Quit playing these friggin' games like, well, we don't have to take... You keep saying you're tired of the votes. The detractors do. They keep saying they're tired. Then put it to the floor.
Well, they could do that. They could have done that last Monday.
And they could have, and they need to. And again, you know what? They didn't.
Nope.
And so that doesn't mean the people need to give up on pushing them to do it.
No, the people
can
keep coming.
We need to push harder. We need everybody out there to look up, and I'm going to post it on my page, everybody's phone number. You all need to call your people. You all need to call your council people. Let them know. Let them know how you feel. Post it on my post how you voted so we can hold them accountable.
There you go.
Wow.
I'm not saying
that about you. I'm frustrated with this. It's talk, vote. Vote on the damn shit. Let's move on.
Well, but if it had been the first time this had been brought up, I could see not taking a vote. But, I mean, this has been brought up in several meetings for many, many months now.
And I think that's good, Scott. I really do. And I wish they had voted at the beginning, like you and I keep saying. But I think the conversation, I think the debate, I think the interaction of the public is all good things.
What I'm saying is...
The people that want it are scared to ask for the vote because they're scared they don't have the votes.
What?
The people who don't want it are scared to call the vote because they're afraid.
Well, then I guess we spin our wheels until somebody decides to do something.
Until we get council people who got some balls I'm sorry to say it that way for the people, whatever, who have some character, let's say, and stand up and say, this is a bunch of crap. We've talked it. Let's call the vote. Me and Sean Barr don't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but what I do see in Sean Barr is that he's trying to learn the processes. I don't agree he's always trying to learn it for the best ways or the best results, but he's trying to learn it. And if he would say, you know what, let's call this vote. So I'll challenge you, Sean Barr. Call the vote, bud.
Yeah, call the vote. All right, hey,
or
thanks for calling.
Aaron, call the vote. Or Thaddeus, call the vote.
That's right.
Or Kreider, call the vote. Or Danny Clark, this is your big thing. You're behind that, too. Call the vote, bud.
There you go. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks, man.
Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And as I said at the start of this, I think it's good that people show up to city council meetings. I think it's good that people speak their mind on issues like this. But at some point, a vote does need to be taken. And if it can be taken at any time, let's just take the vote, see what happens. Then people can go from there. It doesn't mean they have to stop doing what they're doing or feeling the way that they're feeling. But just take the vote. And if there are five votes to get rid of them, I guess that's what will happen. But I do believe, by the way, that something nobody talks about is I believe the mayor would have a right to veto this if it did pass. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Bob here.
Yes.
I don't have a dog in the fight on this flock camera thing, but I got a procedural question.
Okay, go ahead.
There's legislation on the books that require council to take a vote to continue the contract.
That's what Jason Schauber says, yes.
And that vote hasn't been taken.
That's correct.
So, are the cameras currently operating illegally without the consent of the city?
Well, it depends on who you talk to.
I would think a prosecuting attorney...
The law director answered that last Monday by saying
he's just one side of the legal equation.
Well, I guess you have to bring in another attorney, but the law director said that the vote did not need to be taken because they do not need city council's permission to continue with the flock cameras, I believe is what he said.
But isn't the legislation currently on the books saying that the city council must take a vote?
Well, it's confusing because they were put up before city council voted, and I don't think city council ever voted on putting them up. What city council did is once they were already up, city council voted to put these rules in, like renewing the contract and things of that nature. So
So that requirement is on the books.
Right, but they also haven't taken a vote, period. They haven't taken a vote to take them down. They haven't taken a vote to keep them up.
So I would argue that any evidence obtained by these cameras would be inadmissible in court because they're not approved by the city.
Could be, but the law director doesn't feel that way.
Well, the law director's on one side of the equation. I think any defense attorney would argue opposite.
Well, here's what I don't understand, though. If it is on the books to vote to renew, all you need during city council is to have a motion and to get a second. Why don't they just vote?
Well, I'm not arguing about that. I mean, why they do or don't is their own personal reasons. But if I want those cameras there to stop crime, and the evidence obtained by the cameras is inadmissible in court, then what good is having them?
Well, but again, like I said, I don't know how other attorneys would feel. I guess you'd have to consult an attorney.
If I was a defense attorney, I'd be arguing that any evidence obtained is illegal.
Well, here's the thing. This is where I think we get lost in the weeds a lot of time, much like with what happened a few weeks ago. When this motion first came about to take them down, it got a second, and there was discussion on council. Then the second was withdrawn, and because of that, they never voted. Now, according to Jason last week, that's not the way that's supposed to happen. So... I don't know if anybody knows the rules, but nobody really concentrates in on the rules. We concentrate in on surveillance and Fourth Amendment and that sort of thing. But there are all kinds of weird stuff that have happened around this that I don't think anybody is fully understanding.
Yeah, I mean, the whole basis of the Fourth Amendment, illegal search and seizure, if the cameras are operating illegally, I think you already are tossing the evidence out. Not even getting to whether it's constitutional or not, it's already been ruled illegal.
And if that's the case, then what are people upset with anyway? Just have council never take the vote, and anything that's obtained by these cameras would be inadmissible.
Well, but you still have the expense of fighting it. Nobody wants that.
Right, but I think that's the point. But back to the original thing, is it doesn't cost anything to take a vote. There have been at least three council people who said they do want them taken down. It only takes two to get a vote to the floor. Why are we going through all this mishigas?
Well, apparently you have nothing else to do.
Apparently not.
Yeah. Have a good day.
Hey, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 52 minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time. And we love to hear from you, 740-383-9944. I just think a vote would be very interesting. I would like to see who votes for. taking them down? Who would vote against taking them down? Isn't this all going to come to a vote anyway? All of this public comment and all of these boards that are going to be brought in Monday to talk about flock cameras and all of these committee meetings and all the conversations that have been had at city council for months and months now, isn't it all going to come down to a vote? So why not go for the vote? And then whether you want to say the vote, you're taking the vote because of the 2023 legislation, or you want to say you're taking it now because you want to take it, why not just take it? I think it's very interesting that legislation was sent to committee for this particular issue, because as Thad Smith demonstrated, you don't have to have legislation. You could have just taken the vote during council. So what is in this legislation that is so imperative that the legislation needs to be there? Because if you're taking them down, you're taking them down. But I do think it's very interesting to point out, I believe because it is a vote on council, the mayor would have the right to veto this. And to overturn a mayor's veto would take more than 5 votes. So again, I think people don't realize what the process is here. And would this be something the mayor would veto? I don't know. But Monday night, he gave a pretty strong feeling as a former police chief about how he believes flock cameras are a good thing. So, you know, here we are. 740-383-9944. 54 minutes past the hour. And maybe people know that. You know, would that spark outrage if the mayor vetoed this, if it did have 5 votes and it went through? Do people think the mayor would veto it? I think they're all interesting questions. 740-383-9944. Feel free to give me a buzz. And do want to remind everybody that the tickets to Alison Krauss in Union Station, featuring Jerry Douglas, August 1st at the Ohio State Fair, and Sammy Kershaw, August 2nd. We'll be giving some of those tickets away this morning, throughout the morning. We've got 5 hours until 1 o'clock this afternoon. And then we also have the show tonight, 8 to 10 p.m. here on the station. And then Matt's show will be on 10 to 11 tonight. So we've got a whole slate of things going on here. And also, we want to revisit the event that happened last night, but I wanted to wait for Matt to get in the studio to do that, because he was there last night. What a fun event that was, and we'll talk more and describe more about exactly what that was as time goes along this morning. Does anybody have anything to say on the appointment of Kevin Hall? We haven't really discussed that much in the last couple days. Maybe the kerfluffle around that has died down to a certain degree. That could be. It could be that the feeling around that and the anger or support of that has died down. Could be that way. 740-383-9944. And Governor DeWine wants to name a building at the Ohio State Fair after Governor Strickland. How about that? Who would have thought that? Republican governor wants to name a building at the fairgrounds that was recently renovated after former Governor Strickland. That's a very nice thing, I guess, on the whole. Let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you said that you asked the question why they would send it to committee. They sent it to committee because they thought it was going to die in committee. They thought they had two absolute, there's only 3 people, 3 votes. They thought they had 2 solid. So, you know, we need to give a shout out, or I'll give a shout out to Ralph Smith for standing up and being a man and doing his job as a council person and not being scared to piss people off That's why they don't take these votes. That's why they tiptoe around all that. This is everybody's so scared of making the wrong comment or pissing people off in their party. You know, when you've got politicians who are speaking, and as they're speaking, they're looking over to the mayor, glancing at the mayor, glancing at this person, that they're looking for approval. They're looking to say, okay, am I still good? I want to stand up and be strong here, but I don't want to cross the line with my party. And that shit's got to stop. You got to represent the people. You're there to represent the people, not the party. You're not here to represent the administration. If you can represent the people and speak for the people and align with the wishes of the administration, that's great. But that's not your job, to align with the administration. You're the voice of the people. I want to encourage everybody and remind everybody to get registered to vote. Remind them that when you go get your license renewed, that you can register to vote right there. Get registered to vote, express your voice, and vote. You know, as I said, you know, Will, I think if the mayor ends up vetoing this, if it comes to that point, I think that's a very serious issue when it comes to election time.
Well, I think it'd be interesting, but I would find it hard to believe that if it did pass that he wouldn't veto it.
No, I think he will. I absolutely believe he will veto it. I think that's bad for him during election would be my...
All right, wait, we got a break coming up. Thanks for calling.
All right, bud.
All right, we've got a break coming up here momentarily. We're going to come back, hopefully talk about the big event last night and other things going on. We've got the tickets to the Ohio State Fair to give away, Allison Krauss and Union Station featuring Jerry Douglas tomorrow night, August the 1st, and Sammy Kershaw on August the 2nd. So a whole lot of stuff coming up here on WGH Talk Radio. We will be back in about 15 minutes.
You're listening to The Talking Place from Charlie Evers.
You know, you could come in handy, too, with that electricity if we have...